Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Encounter in the Whispering Pines. In the heart of the Whispering Pines forest, where the trees seemed to touch the sky and the fog danced around the trunks like mystical spirits, a legend lived that gripped the small town of Pine Hollow. The legend of Bigfoot. For years, tales of the creature were passed down from generation to generation. Some claimed to have heard its chilling howl echo through the woods at night. Others swore they'd seen massive footprints near the riverbank. Yet no one had ever come forward with irrefutable proof. Until now. Jack, an adventurous 15-year-old, was determined to uncover the truth behind the myth. Armed with a camera, a flashlight, and a notebook for documentation, he ventured into the heart of the forest one moonlit night. His parents thought he was having a sleepover at his friend's house, blissfully unaware of his daring plan. As Jack navigated the dense foliage, every rustle of leaves and snap of twigs sent shivers down his spine. The forest was alive with sounds, but amidst this cacophony, he heard something peculiar, a low, throaty growl, followed by a series of heavy footsteps. Excited yet terrified, Jack followed the sounds deeper into the woods. The moon cast ghostly shadows that danced on the forest floor, guiding him like an ethereal torch. Suddenly, the footsteps stopped, and silence enveloped the forest like a thick blanket. Just as Jack was about to turn back, a massive silhouette emerged from behind an ancient oak tree, covered in thick, matted fur and standing over 8 feet tall. It was a sight both terrifying and captivating. The creature's deep-set eyes glinted in the moonlight as it regarded the boy with what seemed like curiosity. Heart pounding, Jack slowly raised his camera. The flash briefly illuminated the night, capturing the creature in a moment of quiet majesty. Bigfoot let out a soft, almost sorrowful howl before disappearing back into the shadows, leaving Jack both awestruck and exhilarated. Returning to Pine Hollow, Jack shared his incredible tale with the townsfolk, alongside the grainy yet unmistakable photograph of the legendary beast. The town buzzed with excitement, and Jack became an overnight sensation, his story breathing new life into the legend of Bigfoot. However, there was something Jack had not shared with anyone, a secret motivation that drove him deeper into the forest than mere curiosity. Hidden under his bed at home was a letter, yellowed with age, from his grandfather. It spoke of a similar encounter years ago, a family secret passed down through whispers. The letter told of a mysterious connection between the creature and Jack's ancestry, hinting at an ancient pact made with the inhabitants of Whispering Pines. With this revelation, Jack understood that his quest was not just about proving the existence of Bigfoot, but about unraveling a deeper connection to his family's past. Even as the townsfolk debated the photos and shared in the excitement, Jack knew his journey into the forest was only the beginning of an adventure that connected him to something far greater than a legend. This has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.